Hi guys, today's Monday movement is all about how to activate our deep abdominals, core muscles correctly. So we've got, what are our core muscles? We've got our big diaphragm, our dome-like breathing muscle that sits within at the very top of the rib cage. We've got our pelvic floor, that hammock-like collection of muscles that run from the pubis at the front to the two sit bones, your ischial tuberosities at the sides, and your tailbone or coccyx at the back. That forms like a diamond. Then we have our transverse abdominis, our deep abdominal muscle that runs between the ribcage and the pelvis. That acts or functions like a corset. Then you've got multifidus, that deep spinal muscle that runs the entire length of the spine, and also the bulk of the fibers lying over your sacrum. So the pelvic floor, transverse abdominis, and multifidus function together to support and stabilize the spine. Now, lots of us know that with the anticipation of movement and before the limbs move. So that's a key point, that those muscles collectively function, okay, to support the pelvis and the spine before the limbs move or the anticipation of movement. So when we have lower back pain, there's this delay or absence of that anticipatory response. And if that dysfunction isn't corrected, that can hang around long after a person's pain has gone, potentially increasing the risk of injury. And so a key point about core training is that you can't strengthen a muscle that the nervous system isn't communicating to. You need to learn how to activate it before you strengthen it. That's another key point. So how do we activate these muscles? Look, there's lots of different cues out there, and you've got to pick one that works for you. So these are the ones that work for me. So I always do, I think about a drawstring or a piece of string. So when I activate pelvic floor, I talk about a piece of string that connects the pubis at the front, the two sit bones at the side, and the coccyx or tailbone at the back. So I put that picture of that diamond into the client's head, and I think, imagine now if that drawstring were to shorten and you were to draw it up. That's the pelvic floor cue. Transverse abdominis, we imagine there's a drawstring connecting the inside front hip bones, and we quietly draw in or shorten the distance between that drawstring. Multifidus, because you've got sort of, you know, the bulk of the fibers over the sacrum, I talk about a piece of string connecting the pelvic bones. Now, how we found those pelvic bones is that if you put the L of your hand on the top of your pelvis, then you trace that L down, 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 and feel with the thumb. There should be two reciprocal bony landmarks. Okay, so if you're a trainer or a group exerciser, so there's your ASIS at the front. What you're now palpating is your PSIS. So that's the two bony landmarks you want to be feeling there. And think about a piece of string shortening or connecting, drawing in the space between those two bones. The other cue is, without moving any part of your body, imagine you are arching your back right up into the neck without moving it. Because remember, multifidus runs the entire length of the spine, right up into C2. So if you encourage a person to stay completely still when you do these cues, connect quietly and think about drawing up. Now, key points when you use these cues is that less is more and think more than do, which is a bit of a, whoa, what? So literally, you want to be just thinking about those drawstrings, drawing in, more than actually doing it. So you shouldn't feel any bulging out in your fingers. If anything, it's a very slight drawing away from your fingers, and you'll probably feel more when you let go. It's a 10 to 15% maximum voluntary contraction. So it is light, it is small, and the movements are quiet. So pick your cue. Pick an area that you want to activate and think more than do, quietly, softly, lightly. Good luck with those. If you have any questions, please ask, and I'll run through those cues again.